In your face. I am absolutely rapt to have my dear colleague, out of the pan 3CR presenter and activist and advocate, Sally Goldner, on the line. Sally, welcome back to In Your Face.
Yeah, hi, James. How are you going?
I'm well. Look, what listeners may or may not know about you is that you are also a wrestling commentator. Tell us about your wrestling journey.
Look, it's been a very interesting journey. Wow, where to start? I have been through, unfortunately, and it's a story for another time, a difficult period in my life and just couldn't seem to get my, you know, creativity, my self pumping back at full capacity. And a friend suggested that I go see an alternative healer who said that my voice was stifled and I needed to express myself. And I'd always had this, it seems, deeply buried idea, which I'd call a fantasy, not even a dream, of being a wrestling commentator and ring announcer. And lo and behold, two and a bit, I found a small school out in Melton that takes people on to do that, at no upfront fees, no tryouts, and gradually got going on it. And now I'm based at another promotion, as they're called in wrestling, up in Thomastown called Alpha Pro. And that's where I do most of my work, but also still doing some with the school and wrestling organisation in Melton, which is Mayhem Pro. And it's just turned out to be, as these young people say, the best thing ever.
Well, whenever you talk about it, you just light up. And I'm fascinated by you being in the ring. I did not know that. Tell us about that.
Well, look, this was the most bizarre thing. When I found this school in Melton 2 and a bit years ago, to my immense pleasure, I messaged them via their website, and it was after I'd been as a spectator to a show, another show, and messaged them after I stumbled onto them at about 1:15 on a Saturday morning. And the guy who runs it came back to me over the weekend, which was impressive, and said, look, I'm tied up for the next week, but come out and meet me in a week's time. By the time I got there, I thought I could be one of those people in wrestling called the managers, the ones who pretended to be like a manager or a sort of spokesperson for their client, but didn't do much action. And all they did was, you know, if they were a baddie manager, you'd trip over the good guy and then throw your hands up when the ref said, did you do that? No, I didn't. I thought, well, that's just a bit of acting. And I've just done, you know, comedy and those sorts of things. And I thought, well, I could do that. And when Jake, who runs the school out in Melton, said, do you want to do that sort of thing, you'll have to learn some bumps and rolls. I admit there was a little bit of trepidation, but part of me said, well, how can you commentate if you've never even tried it? So I tried it. And all I did in plain language on the first night at training, after the most strenuous warm-up I've ever done in my life, was 2 front rolls and 2 back rolls, or 4 somersaults back, somersaults across the ring. It was the best I had ever felt in my body, let's leave aside sex and gender type of stuff, in my life. Finally, I found a form of exercise, bizarre as it is, that I really enjoyed.
And does that really, that exercise, what's that like when you're actually in the ring and you're the ringmaster? Like, tell us a little bit more about what the ringmaster does.
So when you say the ringmaster, as an in-ring performer or the ring announcer or the commentator or any or all of the above?
Well, let's start with what you do in the ring, first of all.
So in the ring, it's a very interesting combination of strength and cardio, and I only heard this word last night for the first time that seemed to ring a bell, called anaerobic. So it's these, and I'm really not going to say I'm an expert on this part of it, it's what I'll call short, sharp bursts of cardio, because if you run the ropes or, you know, you've got to be able to breathe in and out when you're, in inverted commas, being slammed on the mat. And so you've got to be quite fit. And it really was quite surprising, and it never really struck me that that was so critical. But so you've got to be fit, but you are moving, and it's a very fast thing to do because part of you is in your character, but not all of it. Some people will do ultra, you know, let's be open about it, predetermined moves. Some people will do, as they call it, on the fly, and just sort of say, okay, here's the rough structure and we'll just go for it as it happens. And they'll be quietly talking to each other in the ring, do this move, do that move. So you're thinking, you've got to be in character. You've got to, you know, communicate to the crowd. If you're the good guy, you sort of, if you're being choked down or something, you put your hand out towards the ropes and try to connect to the crowd. If you're the baddie, you're the one going, ah, shut up or whatever. seat. It's a very interesting combination of character acting, psychology. As someone said, it's an extreme form of physical theatre, I suppose, could be another way to put it. It's the most unique niche that I've ever stumbled across in my life, even though I've been a spectator all my life. It's amazing.
It sounds totally exhilarating, and I love these characters. Tell us a bit more about the characters you play.
So I've just gone, when I first thought I was mainly going to do commentary, I came up with the name, which you can look for this on Linktree and find me on all my, we'll say, alternative the character on social media, Dali, Z-A-L-I, Gold, which is just a simple derivative of Sally Goldner, but it's easier to chant in twos or threes, and Z has more infinite, so to speak. And so I've decided just to go with that as my ring name and just wear black and gold in simple terms. And it's easily adaptable for both goody and baddie, but you'll have to see about that. And, that's my character, but others have different ones. I'm just going to go at random. One young woman has a harlequin type of character, which she calls the has-been, as in hazardous rubbish bin. Has-been harlequin, Savannah Rowe. You've got a team of young women and assigned female non-binary people who are the glow-up. It's a very interesting thing. It does. It's a character that maybe brings out something in you that maybe you wouldn't do in day-to-day life. It's a very, as I say, it's the most unique niche I've ever found.
Which do you prefer, the goodie or the baddie?
This is interesting. In the matches I'm doing, match simulations, if you can call them, that I'm doing at training at the moment, there's a bit of fun playing the baddie, maybe because in real life I'm such a goody two shoes. Maybe it's therapeutic in my best Dr. Phil voice. But it's just an amazing sense of fun to do it. A lot of people say the baddies have more fun, but I'm just loving all of it, to be honest.
Tell us about your commentating in wrestling.
Well, this was the thing that seemed natural, given my radio work. I'm one of the few people, it seems, in the world who enjoys public speaking, stand-up comedy, bits of acting that I do, living as a diversity educator. I'm comfortable in front of a group of people. You know that saying where most people say, I'd rather die than do public speaking? I would much rather do public speaking than die. So that part was easy, and it's relatively, if you know a bit about wrestling and the characters and their names in the show, and if you start working at a promotion, that builds over time. It's similar to community radio. If you're working with someone else, usually there's two of you. It's just doing short, sharp bursts back and forward. Nowadays, it's what's called a play-by-play, someone calling the moves, like in, say, football, handball, kick, whatever. But in wrestling, it's, oh, my God, what a body slam, and an arm drag. And then the colour commentator is the one who embellishes and knows that shows her power or whatever it is. So it's similar in a way to doing community radio, which has been easily adaptable. But there's also sometimes the person who pioneered this, Jesse Ventura, who was actually a governor of Minnesota for the Reform Party in America, and was one of the first states to introduce trans anti-discrimination law. There's some queer and wrestling-related linkage. He pioneered what's called heel commentary, where you try to rationalise what the baddies are doing. Oh, I didn't see anything wrong there. That's sort of thing. And the good guy commentators are going, well, match are you watching? That sort of thing. So it's just a hilarious amount of fun. And let's bring it up. It's incredibly camp. Let's not muck around here.
It does sound really camp. So when you commentate, you're doing it in front of the audience, the people who are watching the wrestling. They hear your commentary, or is it streamed? Like, how does it all work?
It can vary. Some shows we'll go live over a PA so the audience can hear it, and that's a different wrinkle to if you're just doing it into a recording device where it'll be mixed together later on to, in the case of us, local promotions to be put on YouTube or something. It's a slightly different thing because the thing is the wrestlers will hear you, the ref will hear you. So if it's a really close count to three but not quite, and you go, oh, that was 2.98, and this happened a couple of shows back, I said out loud, oh, I think that was about 2.98, and the ref heard me and goes, 2.99. Now, that was just one of those little moments where everyone's working together. It's like theatre magic almost. So there's various differentials in it as well.
What's the most exciting match you've commentated on?
Wow. Look, I have to be honest, one of my best friends whose ring name is Erica Reed, who I met out at Melton, who brings her culture into the ring. She's a Wiradjuri woman, and her wrestling name is the Dreamtime Voodoo Witch, which is amazing. She finally won the title for Mayhem Pro back at Mayhem Mania 2 in March, and I was commentating this match against this character who was, well, a bit of a, better be careful here, an anti-Jesus type of character called Jab. And it was just an amazing match, a great main event. The crowd's on fire. The wrestling was amazing. And you rise with it. You're just on the edge of being sucked into the energy, but you're keeping, you know, in control of what you're saying. It's one of those things. I think anyone who's been involved in group performance where it's clicking, they'll feel it. They'd understand. I think that's the best way I can describe it.
It really sounds like it's changed your life, Sally.
Look, it has. And that's where we come full circle. As I said, I've had some challenging times personally in the last few years, which I can only just announce I've found the key to and turned the corner in that 15 days ago, to be precise, after doing an authoritative questionnaire with a psychologist, I came in at 94% on the autism scale. And the polite running in joke in wrestling is that 99.44% of people in wrestling are on the autism spectrum. We don't say not any higher because otherwise we'd be rounding up to 100 and be generalising. And I think that the wrestling has helped me come to terms with that, knowing that it's, you know, okay to be who I am and, you know, connecting with like-minded people. And so there's been a huge amount of other personal growth as well. I've had to learn to be more patient and a bit more gentle with myself. It's a very hard thing to learn. I get very annoyed when people say, "This is fake, isn't it?" And I just say, "Oh, you've tried it, have you, and found it easy?" And that shuts them up because it's a very challenging thing to learn the in-ring stuff. And so it's just been magnificent. Whilst it's been challenging over the last few years, at the same time, there has been this personal growth. And now things have come together in the last 2 weeks. Life is really beginning to look sunshiny a bit at my level again.
Sally, it is such a beautiful story. It is such a great journey that you've been on, and how wonderful that you found wrestling and how it just gels with you so well. It really is inspirational. I love it. Thank you so much for chatting with us today. And of course, if people want to hear you every Sunday at noon on 3CR, you do Out of the Pan. You've been doing it for, what, 2 decades now or more?
Yes, we clicked over, the show clicked over 20 years back in March, and it just sort of went by. And I must admit, I didn't quite notice it, to be honest, but there it was. So, you know, 20 and a half years and rocking along strong. And, always lots of informative guests, and with an emphasis on trans and bi, so if people, you know, trans and bi performers, others, people have issues they want to hear about. The show's there for them. But obviously, you know, as the queer communities will say, blend a little, I think is a reasonable comment to make. I think that that's happening as well. So, I'm still there.
Well, we love your show, we love you, and we love your journey. I'm glad you found wrestling, and I'm glad it found you. Sally Goldner, always a real treat to hear your voice and in your face. Thank you so much.
May I just have a quick last thing?
Oh, please.
If you do come to Pipeworks Market at around 6:30 on Thursday, the 14th of August, prices are relatively cheap. Let's just say you'll see my third in-ring appearance. I've only just found that out literally 5 minutes before I started chatting to you.
Wonderful stuff. Breaking news, Sally. Awesome. Love your work and chat soon.
Catch you, James. Go well, 3CR listeners. Bye.
3CR. In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ plus communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.